Big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand, our tin cup. Gimme, 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 gimme. Fill my stocking up, all the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas, all the paper tinsel and the fal-de-ral. Blue Xmas, people trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call fal-de-ral, bitter gall. Fal-de-ral. Lots of hungry homeless children in your own backyards, while you're very, very busy addressing 20 zillion Christmas cards. Now Yuletide is the season to receive, and oh to give, and ah to share. But all you December do-gooders rush around and rant and rave and loudly blare. Merry Christmas, I hope yours is a bright one, but for me it's
Bob Dureau, backed by Miles Davis, with a song we get a lot of requests for this time of year. It's birthday time now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I got a horn. They gave me a bicycle just for being born. But I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas.
Sandy the dog has a note that we'll share in a moment that may have come belatedly. Fiona of Berkeley Hills from Paul and Heather. And Nathan, who was born on Christmas Day, as was Bradley of Garfield. Best friend of Ruffio the cat. With love from Lauren. Happy birthday, Bradley. Welcome to our birthday club. Maxine from Sarah, Patrick, and Jim. Sarah of Bethel Park for Mom, Dad, and Brother Jonathan. David of McCandless from David, Celestina, Alicia, and Camille. Tomorrow, Wayne, guard at the U.S. Post Office. Addie of Allison Park for Mom, Dad, Aiden, and Olivia. Emily from Philomena and Stephen from Philomena. And Barbara. On the 27th, we have Carlo of Bridgeville from Sister Gia and family. Esther of Westview. Happy birthday to you, Esther. And hello to Shaylin. Also on the 27th, Russ and Sharon celebrate their 54th wedding anniversary. On the 28th, Earl celebrates a birthday. Mom and Dad and Alma and Aaron and Adam and Allison and Scott and Karen and your grandparents, everybody wishes you a happy birthday. Also on the 28th, Lydia from Neil, Leslie of Oakland, Elizabeth from Martha and Samuel, Joe of Ligonier from Roseanne and Aaron, Alyssa of Emsworth, Allison of Regent Square from John, Lisa, and Christopher, and Dylan of Home, Pennsylvania from Wendy, Rusty, and Holly. On the 29th, we have Oliver, Brendan, from your family, and Zori of Larimer from Mom, Dad, and Maya. On the 30th of December, Ben of Monroeville, Logan of Mount Lebanon, Frost of Rosalind Farms for Mom, Dad, and Prosper. Alan of Squirrel Hill for wife Laura and daughter Elizabeth and us. Lisa of Bell Vernon for Betsy. Joey of Squirrel Hill for Mom, Dad, and Eli. Remy of Hampton for Mom, Dad, and Evan. And Anita of Washington from the Scheinman family. New Year's Eve bill of Upper St. Clair from Zachary, Alex, and Celia. Dick from Bill. Natalie of Marshall Township from your family. And Lauren of Columbus from Chris and Fred and Dormont and the whole family. And on December 11th, I believe we did, and I hope he heard, James, that is, of Freiburg, Pennsylvania. I hope that James heard his birthday greetings sent in by his wonderful golden retriever, Sandy. Best wishes and bones and belly rubs plenty, writes Sandy, the golden retriever. And that's a birthday greeting to James. James has a birthday of December 11th. This note came to us a little late, but we got a note a little earlier that I think we wished a happy birthday to James. But I just want to make sure, because Sandy took the time to put a paw print here. And Sandy is, after all, a dog among men, and we appreciate Sandy being with us. You're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. We continue until noon at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Thank you if you have supported SLB during our year-end donor drive. Or at any other time throughout the year, we're grateful for your support. I'll let you know what our totals are in a little bit, just because we've had a few people ask us to announce that. But we're closing in on our year-end goal with only about $8,000 to go towards our march to $50,000. I'll let you know more about that later. I hope you will let us know if there's a song we can play for you, or if you would like to pass along a greeting from your home to another. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Green.
39 and a half foot.
Urban Monroe's at the Saturday Light Brigade. And this is Richie Cole. Millie just made a few requests. We will try to get to those. And Tom made... Oh, Aunt Vicky is up. Where have you been? We're glad Aunt Vicky is in Mars and she was sleeping. And now she's awake. Thank you, Aunt Vicky, for being up today. Nick will fill you in on what you missed throughout the morning. Tom sent a note... for which I'm really appreciative. He asked that we give a holiday greeting to anyone who has to work today, especially if you are in the healthcare field. There sure are lots of folks working. In fact, as Ricky and I drove in today, as we're driving 5 a.m. or so, we kind of have a sense of who's going to work and who's coming home after doing this for so many years. And a lot of folks clearly heading off to work this morning. And some folks who looked like they were beginning a long trip over the river and through the woods to visit families. But if you're a police officer or a doctor, nurse, housekeeping staff at a hospital, nurse's aide, there are so many professions that require people to be working today. Our best wishes to you, and as Tom pointed out, especially healthcare workers who have had stress beyond belief this year. And last. Richie Cole. From Have Yourself an Alto Madness Christmas.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Man, oh man, I just love Christmas. It's just so darn neat. I kind of wish every day was Christmas, except for Christmas Eve and the 4th of July. We wouldn't want to miss out on those fireworks, would we? When I was a kid, we used to get the Christmas catalog from Montgomery Ward's in Chicago. Sometimes we'd get it as early as late August. That was the big book of wishes, hopes, and desires. My three brothers and I were allotted $25 apiece, including tax. So I'd make up a different Christmas list every night from the 1st of September to the 24th of December. Matter of fact, let me present you my Christmas credentials. When I was 3 years old, at least as my mother told me, I ate an entire ornament. I ate a big red one. I thought it was an apple. They kind of freaked out and was going to take me to the hospital, but they couldn't stop me from laughing, so they just left me alone. So I guess I still got that Christmas in me all the time, you know? 1 year I got a wooden roly-poly for Christmas. You know, the things you knock down and then they bounce right back up. They made them out of wood then. That's how old I am. Nowadays, I guess they make them out of plastic. My mom says they just don't make them like that anymore. I says, no, Ma, they don't. Then there was the year I come home on leave from the Army, from Germany, to marry my high school sweetheart on the day after Christmas. My little brother Billy, who was 12 at the time, had just gotten his first job, so he was able to afford to buy some Christmas presents for his brothers and his mom and dad out of his own pocket. Billy had a job selling subscriptions for the Chicago Tribune. He told me this guy named Rocky would pick him up in a station wagon, him and some other boys, and he'd take him out to some strange neighborhood and drop him off, and he gave him this whole spiel to give their potential customers. Supposedly, their little brother had won a free trip to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. But he couldn't go on the trip if his older brother couldn't accompany him. So if you'd please buy a subscription to the Chicago Tribune, then my little brother will be very happy. Wow, what a shyster. Some people do anything to get to the White House. Then there was the year that my mom and dad gave me my first guitar. Oh, man, it was gorgeous. I still got the thing. It was like aqua blue. Kind of dark aqua blue with a cream-colored heart. It was a silver tone from Montgomery Ward's. The model was called Kentucky Blue. And man, when I saw that sitting under the tree, I just couldn't wait. First year or so, I didn't know how to play it. I'd just stand in front of the mirror with a string around my neck with that guitar, and I'd try to look like Elvis. Then my brother Dave taught me a couple of chords, and now I'm here in your living room singing and talking to you. It's funny how things work out. So, why don't you go find a stranger and extend your hand to him? If you see somebody that looks like they ain't doing quite as well as you, slip them a buck, especially if they don't ask for spare change. Go buy your honey a cuckoo clock or a musical snow-shaking water ball. And when you wind it up, it plays, I want you, I need you, I love you. With all my heart. Because after all, hell, man, it's Christmas. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the...
One, two,
hey! Hey! Christmas, everybody.
John Prine at the Saturday Light Brigade, with a John Prine Christmas. You're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade. We are live here today. Merry Christmas to the Flaherty family, and from the Flaherty family, the Flaherty family in South Park. Thank you for your kind note, and thank you for your ears today. We'll continue live until noon Eastern. We're working on a request or two for Millie. Long time Saturday Light Brigade listener. I promised before I would give you the totals for our year-end donor drive. And it's a little awkward. This is the last day of 2021 that will be on the radio. So it's the last time I can encourage you, at least on the air, to support SLB. It is today, but doing so on Christmas would be wonderful, but you needn't. Of course you needn't do that. But let me just mention that we now have reached 299 donors. I love to keep the totals very accurate for you. Contributing $41,661. Our goal is $50,000. So we're $8,339 away from reaching it. And that's wonderful. We have our new Youth Media Center opening in February, as well as all of the programs and work we do with youth throughout the region to amplify their voices and to provide a safe space to compare perspectives, meet people from different neighborhoods, and explore possibilities, as well as the radio program that you hear week in and week out, where we blend music and puzzles and games and interviews and performances and perspectives from youth and adults. Thanks if you've supported us at any time throughout the year. And thanks, too, if you are not in a position to make a contribution yet, believe in our work. That matters to us as well. If you care to make a donation to our year-end donor drive anytime between now and the end of the year, it's really simple. Just go to slbradio.org/donate. You'll find Facebook, PayPal, Amazon, and credit card links, as well as our address, SLB P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. And thank you. The next one will be number 300. To a bowler, that's something. But it's each and every individual that matters. We've had folks contributing $5, $1,000. The amount's up, totally up to you. They've ranged betwixt and between, and it's an amount of your choice. It can even be an oddball amount. I don't think we've had any with cents in it this year yet. But at any event, thank you for being with us and for your support. Enough said. Hello to Fred and Crescent, who writes that half of his family is under the weather this Christmas, although not COVID. He mentions that the kids and moms and dads and grandparents are all suffering a little bit from a bug. You might recall, was not feeling very well last week, and it sure showed on the air a little bit. It took me a while to find my voice, and I'm feeling a lot better. Still a little scratchy throat, but I did get both the rapid test and the PCR test, the one that it needs to be done in a lab, and thankfully both were negative. But I wanted to be sure to do that. It gave me a lot of confidence, but the symptoms were really similar. And when I saw the doctor, she mentioned that there are so many people who are sick this time of year, some with, some without COVID symptoms. So the best of holidays, Fred, even though you plan on gathering next weekend with the family, and here's hoping everybody feels better soon.
He'll
you made through the year, you'll get yours. If you've done everything you should, extra special good, he'll make this December the one you remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag, 'cause Christmas is here again. Yeah, Christmas is here again. What's more, yeah, Christmas is here again.
She and him at the Saturday Light Brigade. And before that, I heard the bells on Christmas Day from a group that calls itself the Civil Wars. And the album is Holidays Rule. And that was a really good song to hear. Hello, Chaplain Steve. Thank you for your Christmas greetings. Feliz Navidad to you. And I saw a note earlier. Let me find it. It was from Mark. Mark, Merry Christmas to you. And Mrs. Edwards, Merry Christmas. Thanks for your note. We have a few novelty songs coming up. You know, one of the interesting things for me this morning is I'm not looking at the clock. Normally with our puzzles and games and interviews and performances and studio guests, Ricky and I are somewhat running a train and keeping it on time. But one thing we decided to do for today's Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade special is not to let the clock control us too much. It's 9:30, and if you're listening online, it might be a little bit after that, but we are live here in our studios. We have a couple novelty songs coming up, the first of which was requested by Millie. And you're welcome if you have a Christmas greeting that you'd like us to share with another listener or family, or if you have a sentiment that you'd like to share, we hope you will consider calling us, or you can text us. We'll relay the greeting on your behalf, 412-200-5975. You're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade. Might be the only place you'll hear this.
I broke my bat on Johnny's head. Somebody snitched on me. I hit a frog in sister's bed. Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. So chair. Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. I did a dance on mommy's plants. Climbed a tree and tore my pants. Filled a sugar bowl with ants. Somebody snitched on me. Oh! Next on me. Next year I'll be going straight. Next year I'll be good. Just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. Somebody's... Who's that coming down the chimney with a bag over his shoulder? It's him! It's him! I thought he wasn't coming!
Where's the silverware, little boy?
In a dining room, like I told you!
And the jewelry?
Same place as last time. How about my cut?
The usual?
The usual. Join me on a chorus, okay?
Why not?
For Christmas, Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
Have a good season?
Excellent.
One very familiar type of song is the Christmas carol, although it is perhaps a bit out of season at this time. However, I am informed by my disc jockey friends, of whom I have none, that in order to get a song popular by Christmas time, you have to start plugging it well in advance, so here goes. It's always seemed to me, after all, that Christmas, with its spirit of giving, offers us all a wonderful opportunity each year to reflect on what we all most sincerely and deeply believe in. I refer, of course, to money. And yet none of the Christmas carols that you hear on the radio or in the street even attempts to capture the true spirit of Christmas as we celebrate it in the United States. That is to say, the commercial spirit. So I should like to offer the following Christmas carol for next year as being perhaps a bit more appropriate.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 364. Relations, sparing no expense'll send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit.
Sediment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. Let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, where treetops glisten and children listen and young folks dressed up like Eskimos. I'll send some turkey and some mistletoe with every Christmas card I write. May your days be cheery and bright, and we'll find it hard sleeping tonight. Know that Santa's on his way. He's packing lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. And every mother's child is sure to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this special gift for kids from 1 to 92. I know it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. And every mother's child is sure to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this special gift for kids from 1 to 92. I know it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dear knuckleheads. Merry Christmas to you.
There are a few from our novelty Christmas song library. Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, and that White Christmas song. Tom Lehrer did A Christmas Carol and a song that never seems to age. And Stan Freberg with Nothing for Christmas. Requested for Millie, I found Mark's full note on Twitter, which is how I missed it. Mark is listening. With Mary Jean, his stepdaughter and granddaughter are sleeping. And Mary Jean and Mark are taking care of Dean, who is 2 months old, their new grandson. Welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade, Dean. You're listening to Christmas with the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. We'll be back next year with our usual mix of puzzles and games and guests. We are here live today, though, a special day. You're welcome to say hello, pass along a greeting if you care to. Join us on the air if you'd like to. 412-200-5975. Very open-ended program today with lots of room for your involvement. And a Saturday Light Brigade favorite, for many different reasons, somebody who's been joining us on the radio probably for 25 years, plus or minus. Alan Irvin is here. I think I've got that about right, Alan. Hang on, wait a minute. I gave you a chance to rehearse here. Good morning. Now you're there. Merry Christmas. Sorry about that. These hands sometimes are not moving in the direction I thought they were moving. And Merry Christmas to you. I think it's been about 25 years, maybe even longer.
I think longer, because I've been married 25 years, and it was probably at least 5 or 10 years before that
wow.
I first came on.
Time really, really flies.
It was back to when your studios were in the basement at Chatham College.
Okay, yeah, that's funny. That's how I mark time here at SLB, is what studio were we in when, and I kind of remember those periods. It's funny, stuff gets mixed up, and I'm told that our memories are basically stepping stones, and then we interpolate in between them. So if you have, what studio were you in at what time, you then kind of interpolate in between those times to try to get it. At least that's the way I tried to be. But I don't always do as well as I should. I hope you're having a Merry Christmas. I know your birthday is coming up soon, if my memory is correct, on the 30th.
Yep, on Thursday, yeah.
And you are kind enough to you mentioned that you've got a story for us today. Alan's a gifted storyteller and historian. Possibly you've heard him here before or at other places. What would you like to share?
Well, I was thinking about that this morning while I was walking the dog, and the story that kept coming to mind was O. Henry's classic story, The Gift of the Magi.
A wonderful story. This story has endured, and it never goes out of date. I mean, it's a beautiful,
yeah.
A beautiful parable for life and materialism, and I don't want to spoil the story, but for how we we live it. I'll leave it up to you. Would you like a little background music, or would you prefer to be a cappella today?
Actually, I think I am fine either way.
I'll give you, it's always fun to do a duet. I'll just give you a little starting music, but we'll fade it to the back as you capture the stage here. So this is Alan Irvin with The Gift of the Magi.
Yeah, and this is my adaptation of the story into a spoken word story. So it's not O. Henry's word for word, but my reimagining of it. So, 187. $1.87. Even back then, 120 years ago, that wasn't very much money. But it's all Della had to get a gift for Jim. Her Jim. It was their first Christmas together as husband and wife, and she wanted to get him something extra special. And so she had been saving for months, scrimping and saving from the grocery budget and the household budget and the clothing budget, wherever she could. But here it was, Christmas Eve, and all she had was $1.87. and 87 cents. And that wasn't going to buy much of a present. With a sigh, she turned away from the window where she'd been looking down on the streets below their apartments, down to the Christmas shoppers bustling about on the streets, picking up their last-minute packages. Turned back to her mirror and picked up the brush to resume brushing her hair. Ah, Della's hair. Jim called it one of their two great treasures. It was a rich, lush mahogany that fell in waves, tumbling down over her shoulders and down her back in a great cascade that had never known the touch of scissors. It was one of their two treasures. The other was Jim's pocket watch. He'd gotten it from his grandfather, who had worked on the railroads. A magnificent watch, a brass cover, and when you snapped it over open, ebony hands marched across the ivory face with an imperial precision that never needed to be checked nor set. The watch, the hair, the two treasures of the young couple. And Della was thinking on this as she ran the brush through those luxurious wavy tresses, and then she stopped. She looked again at the hair. She set down the brush. She ran her fingers through it. She thought for a moment, and then she was decided. Up from the chair, out to the hallway, threw on her coat, tucked the hair up under her hat, and out she swept. Down the steps, out the apartment building onto the street, around to the next alley, and down that to the old wigmaker's shop halfway down. Pulled open the door and marched right in to where the old woman was sitting at her table, working, fashioning wigs. Della marched right up to the table, pulled off her hat, and let that mahogany hair tumble down in a great cascade onto the table. And she said, "How much?" The old wig maker looked at that hair, ran her fingers through it, did some calculations, and without hesitation, said $20. Quite an amount, 120 years ago. And Della didn't hesitate. The deal was struck. Out came the scissors, off came the hair, and out Della went with the cash in hand. And she knew exactly where she was going. A jeweler's shop on the next block, where she had seen it. Weeks ago, a watch fob, chains by which you attach the watch to your vest or waistcoat, made of platinum, inlaid with gold. Why, with a chain like that, Jim could be curious about the time and even the grandest of companies. Well, the watch was, fob was acquired, the box was wrapped. She headed home with just enough money to pick up the makings of their Christmas feast. And she hurried home, got the dinner going on the stove, and then she waited. 6 o'clock, the time when Jim normally came home. But no Jim. 6:15, still no Jim. 6:30, Jim was always as punctual as you would imagine a man who owned a watch like that would be, but 6:30. And Della was beginning to worry, to wonder, and then finally she heard the tread of Jim's feet upon the landing outside, the jingle of the key in the lock, and he entered in. And as he stepped in, Della flung herself at him, threw her arms around him. "Oh, Jim, welcome home. Merry Christmas." The embrace lingered for a moment, and then finally they both stepped back. And Jim looked at his Della, and the smile faded from his face. "You cut your hair?" "Oh, yes, Jim," she said. "Do you like it? It's all the fashion these days. It's the latest trend. What do you think?" "You cut your hair?" Why, yes, Jim. It is just hair, however. You cut your hair. By now, Della was almost in tears. But Jim, it's just hair. It's still me. I mean, you didn't marry me for my hair. Surely that wasn't the only reason. And seeing the tears welling in her eyes, Jim suddenly shook himself and said, oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not that. It's not. It's just. With that, he reached into his coat pocket and he pulled out a brightly wrapped package. Here, for you, for Christmas. Oh, open it. Well, she tore open the wrappings. There was a white box inside. She flung open the lid, and there nestled in the bright white cotton inside was a set of combs made of mahogany and ebony, inlaid with mother of pearl. Oh, they were magnificent. And combs like that would, in her hair, would look, well, they would have looked magnificent. But with her hair cut short, like it was now, they would just look silly. Oh, Jim, she said, looking down at them. Oh, Jim, they're gorgeous. They're beautiful. If I'd known, but I had to do it, you see. I had to cut it. I needed the money. The old wig maker gave me enough money to buy you this. And from the mantelpiece, she grabbed her package and handed it to him. Open it, Jim. He carefully slit open the paper and pulled out the box, pried open the lid, and looked inside to see that watch fob, that magnificent fob, lying there. Jim, try it on. Let's see how it looks on your watch. Ah, said Jim. My watch. That's just the thing. I don't have a watch anymore, Della. I sold it. I sold it for money to buy those combs. And for a moment, they both looked down at the packages and then looked up at each other. And then Jim said, oh, dash it all, Della. People make too much of presents anyway. Let's just set these things up here on the mantelpiece. Go into that Christmas dinner I smell cooking and have ourselves a most happy Christmas. And that is exactly what they did. So my adaptation of O. Henry's The Gift of the Magi.
Beautifully done, Alan. I hope you'll be telling more and more in 2022 as hopefully venues will open up and you'll get a chance to do it. While that story was just mesmerizing to listen to, now it's wonderful to hear them in person too. And here's hoping you'll be doing that more in the days to come.
Yep, certainly looking forward to that.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being with us. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, just wish everybody listening a Merry Christmas and good holidays and a Happy New Year as well.
Thanks, Alan. Merry Christmas and the gift of the Magi, but the gift of the story from Alan. Do you remember 30 years ago or so, Alan would tell stories on the air based on phoned-in suggestions, and they would be just amazing because almost like with an improv comic or troupe, people would give him the most outlandish suggestions to include in his stories, and he never missed a one. Alan Irvin, thank you. Rue, your request is coming up after the song that is coming up next. And Merry Christmas to you, Rue. This is Anais Mitchell.
When we came through the cold. We came bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And there were trumpets playing. There were angels looking down on a West Bank town.
Oh,
Peter, Paul, and Mary. From the album A Holiday Celebration, The Friendly Beasts by request, Brian is here, I think, with a holiday greeting.
Hello and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm actually you're going to probably think I'm crazy, but I'm camping at Canoe Creek State Park up here in Altoona.
I don't think you're crazy at all. Are you in a cabin, I hope, with heat?
We are in a nice warm cabin, yes.
Good.
It has a microwave, a refrigerator, all the stuff like I have at home.
Have you done that over Christmas before?
Never, but I got a really awesome recipe for you and Ricky to try. It's called Christmas Crackle Candy.
Okay.
It's made with saltines, chocolate chips, and brown sugar and salted butter. It is good.
And you just mix it up and bake it? It sounds great.
Yes, you mix it up, bake it for 5 minutes, throw it in the refrigerator. It comes out awesome.
Ricky makes something like that with graham crackers and brown sugar and a few other things, but you have to bake it. But boy, when it's baking, it smells like the house is a candy factory or bakery. It's delicious.
Mm.
Well, what's the name of the state park again?
Canoe Creek State Park, it's called, Larry.
That sounds wonderful. We've done that.
It's in Holidaysburg, if you know where that's at.
Absolutely. Holidaysburg with two L's.
Yes.
Some of Ricky's family is from there. In fact, I think she still has some family up that way. Well,
nice.
Merry Christmas to you. I hope you enjoy
you too,
camping.
And I will call you New Year's Day if you're going to be on. I bet you'll be in New Year's Day, right?
I think so. We're still working that out, but we probably will be, I think.
Cool. Hey, have fun and be cool, okay, guys?
Thanks. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Merry Christmas to Brian. It's a nice day for camping. I like going to parks and the woods in the winter. At all times of the year, but the winter time makes it nice. Russ and Sharon, thank you for the update and holiday greetings to your family, including Matt and Leigh and Lily and Wesley and Sarah and Eric and Kylie and Kaylee. Broadcasting live, indeed, live on Christmas morning from our studios in historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Merry Christmas. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh.